相当漂亮的会堂。
Maybe we liked what we see here in the chapel.
我们也遇到很多和蔼可亲的弟兄姐妹。
And maybe we meet many friendly brothers and sisters.
我们也听到很美妙的赞美诗歌。
And we listen to very beautiful hymnals.
但是我们期待您看到在这里流着一条生命的河水。
But we prefer what you see here is the ever-flowing stream of life.
这个条河水呢，流过每个人的心田。
And this stream of life will pass through everyone's heart.
在这个河水的旁边呢，弟兄姐妹饮这个生命的河水，大家都能够结出那种甜美的生命果子。
And everyone who drinks the water from this living stream will live a life with fruits of the Spirit.
这条生命河水就是指着我们的圣灵，教会的圣灵。
And this stream of life represents the Holy Spirit in the church.
真的，这个圣灵可以带给人丰盛的生命。
And indeed, Holy Spirit can bring us abundant life.
有个小朋友在得到圣灵的时候，他看到一个异象。
There was a youngster after receiving the Holy Spirit, he saw a vision.
他看到他心中有一条河。
He saw this river in his heart.
本来是很肮脏的、静止的，很多死尸在里面。
Previously, it was a very dirty and filthy river, even with death.Dead bodies in there.
代表他这个心田呢是相当污秽的。
This represents that his heart is filthy.
当圣灵降在他身上的时候
，When the Holy Spirit came upon him,
突然这个死水开始流动了。
This death water began to flow.
进来的是一种很清澈如水晶的那种生命的活水。
And the water became crystallized and crystal clear living water.
里面的开始有鱼在里面游泳了。
And even fish began to swim in it.
旁边的开始有青翠的树木长出来了。
And trees began to grow by it.
圣经讲说生命。河水旁边的生命树叶子都可以医治人的心、
The Bible tells us that the trees that were planted by the river of life, even the leaves could heal.
感谢主，所以今天您来到我们的教会，看到我们弟兄姐妹非常的注重祷告。
And praise and thank God that you come to our church, you can see that we focus on prayer.
因为这是真耶稣教会最宝贵的地方。
Because this is the most precious point of our church.
不过有的小朋友刚来对这个祷告实在是一大考验哈，或是朋友也是一样哈。
And for newcomers or for young children, youngsters, a prayer may be a challenge.
尤其我们祷告的时间蛮长的。
Especially in our church, sometimes our prayer is a little longer than the others.
有一次我们到一个地方去开灵恩布道会。
Once we're conducting a spiritual convocation in another church.
我看小朋友祷告的时候呢，把他家的棉被啦。枕头啦，毛巾啦，通通带到前面来了。
And I saw the youngsters brought the pillows, blankets, other pads from their house.
我觉得这个也没有关系啦。
And I thought that's all right.
祷告只要能够专心，用心灵诚实祷告，这样就好了。
As long as you can pray to God with your heart and with earnestness.
不过有时候小朋友那个祷告的时候，觉得是一种很大的耐心的考验哈。
But for the youngsters, it's also a test of patience.
我这一在这种信主的过程当中呢，曾经看过一个小朋友呢，这个真的是受不了了。帮传道按铃，赶快结束。
I in my years of going to church, I actually saw a young friend after prolonged prayer, couldn't take it anymore, went up there and rang the bell for the minister.
很多小朋友他们祷告的时候都一直祷告神啊，请你赶快感动传道，让他赶快按铃啊。
We have even heard prayers such as, "Oh Lord, please move the ministers to hurry up and ring the bell."
是相当一个追求圣灵是相当辛苦的事情。
And pursuing for the Holy Spirit sometimes could be an arduous job.
但是得到圣灵之后呢，我们发现到这个宝贵临到我们身上是何等的一种喜乐的事。
But after you receive the Holy Spirit, you will taste the sweetness and the joy of Holy Spirit.
所以今天下午想要来介绍什么是圣灵。
So this afternoon we want to introduce to you what is Holy Spirit.
圣灵在历史上做了什么工作
？What has Holy Spirit done in history?
到底我们得到圣灵对我们有什么好处
？What exactly?The type of benefits we'll receive from receiving Holy Spirit. If we have time, then we'd like to show you how to receive Holy Spirit.
什么是圣灵呢?
What is Holy Spirit?
请看约翰福音四章二十四节。
Let's refer to 1 John.
四章二十四节。
1 John chapter
四章二十四节。
Gospel of John chapter 4 verse 24.
我们今天可能圣经会翻的不少啊，所以。我们弟兄姐妹可以帮忙我们的朋友来翻圣经哈。
Please help those who have difficulty finding verses, find the pages.
四章二十四节。
John chapter 4 verse 24.
神是个灵，所以拜他必须用心灵跟诚实。真理到神是一个灵。
He says God is spirit.
神如果是灵的话呢，神就不是一只动物啊。
If God is spirit, then he's not an animal.
所以我们看到世人有人在拜蛇、拜大象、拜牛。
We know
不对。
We know that people in this world worshiping cows, elephants, even snakes.
或是星星、月亮、太阳。
Or they worship suns, stars, moon.
神是个灵，就不是这些物质的东西啊。
God is spirit, therefore he's not a material being.
那神这个灵，因为他是圣洁的，所以又叫圣灵啊。
God is spirit and is holy, therefore his spirit is called the Holy Spirit.
在圣经上里面呢，啊，记载圣灵有还有很多的名称。
In the Bible, there are other synonym of the word Holy Spirit.
比如说又叫父的灵
，the Spirit of the Father，
又是子的灵
，the Spirit of the Son，
耶稣的灵
，Spirit of Jesus。
所以在圣灵里面，父子耶稣他们都是同一个，所以我们称为独一的神观。
So in the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of the Son, the Spirit of Jesus are the same. Therefore, we only believe in one true God.
根据圣灵的属性，它有还有其他的名称，比如说是喜乐的膏油，喜乐油。
According to the nature of the Holy Spirit, it is also the anointing oil of joy.
啊，因为我们得了圣灵会很喜乐。
Because receiving the Holy Spirit will have joy.
又叫焚烧的灵。
It's also the burning spirit.
因为我们得了圣灵会很火热。
Because we will feel the zeal of the spirit.
又叫智慧跟启示的灵。
It's also the spirit of wisdom and knowledge.
又叫公义的灵。
Spirit of righteousness.
还有其他很多的名称呢。
And other terms.
啊，这些都是神的啊一种灵的一些属性的不同的名称。
And all these are other terms or definitions of spirit.
那到底这个圣灵跟人间其他的灵有什么不一样呢
？What exactly is the difference between the Holy Spirit and the other ordinary spirits we find in this world?
人间有四种灵啊。
In this world, there are four types of spirits.
我们人本身有一种人的灵。
Human being has our own soul.
起初。Spirit.
Oh, spirit.
啊，起初神造人的时候呢，在人的鼻孔吹了一口气，人就成为有灵的活人。
In the beginning, God breathed into the nostril of the first man, and he became a living being.
所以我们称为人是万物之灵长。
And therefore, human beings are so called the first. We're a master over the animals.
那我们有的灵呢，我们就可以彼此相通了。我讲话您就听得懂了。
And because we,
有思想有意志。
Human beings share the same spirit, therefore we can communicate and we can think on the same wavelength.
那么关系到人的灵呢，可以彼此影响。
And the spirit of human being can also influence others.
所以你看希特勒一讲话，哇，全部的人都是为他赴汤蹈火。
For example, when the Führer Hitler spoke,he could actually move tens of thousands or millions.
啊，另外一种灵是天使的灵。
And other type of spirits, the spirit of the angel.
天使的灵又叫服事的灵。
The spirit of angels are also the spirit of servitude.
在宇宙里面，人的地位比天使更尊贵一点了，因为人是神的儿子。
In the universe, the spirit of man is actually higher than the spirit of angels because we are the sons of God.
所以天使是用来服事神跟人的。
So angels are to serve.God and people.
So, 有时候我们聚会的时候呢，你会看到天使出现在点名啊。
So, brother and sister have seen visions of angels walking among us, just taking attendance.
朱彦华今天出席了，打个勾。
And they'll say, brother Chu is here, so check is there.
这个 Ted 来了，但是呢，打瞌睡，所以打个三角形。
And some other brothers are here, but falling asleep, so that's not so good.
黄世明今天没有来，哦，打个大叉叉。
Another brother who is not even here. Well, too bad.
真的看到天使在点名啊。
So we have brothers have seen visions of angels taking attendance.
三十几年前，一个弟兄坐在弟兄那一边呢，突然看到天使来点名，哇，很恭敬的就站起来，陪着天使一直在点名这样子。
And even here, 30 some years ago, there's a brother sitting in the back, saw an angel got up and take attendance. He actually followed the angels around to take attendance.
那个会堂好像是在二楼还是三楼哈？那天使点完名了，他就穿着玻璃门就这样出去了。
And then after angels took attendance, he just left, through the wall, through the glass building.
这个弟兄一直跟，他以为他也可以穿玻璃门，一穿，哎，打到了。
And this brother thought he can also go through the walls. Of course, he couldn't. He hit the wall.
这个是真实的事情啊。
And this truly happened.
那魔鬼也是一种灵。
Also, the spirit of the devil.
我们叫邪灵
，which is the evil spirit.
或是叫这种恶魔的灵，因为它是。这种灵的特色就是会强制的入到人的心里面来啊。
Or a demonic spirit. This kind of spirit will force into you.
它会影响人作恶。
And you'll affect people to do evil.
我们有个姐妹姓吴在圣何西教会，她就在谈到有一次呢，她在睡觉的时候呢，全部都是漆黑的。
And there was a sister Wu in San Jose Church. He said that once he was sleeping and it was pitch black.
那在这个漆黑的当中呢，有一双比这个黑还要更黑的手呢，就出现了。
And then he somehow saw a dark hand that's even darker than the darkness appear.
你就这两只手就开始指挥，跟刚我们那个姐妹指挥一样哈。
And then this two hands began to conduct much like the hymnal conductors.
指向
pointing the mother.
妈妈就开始骂人了。
And the mother began to curse.
指向姐姐。
And then point at the sister.
姐姐就还嘴了。
And the sister began to yell back.
妈妈妈妈骂姐姐，姐姐还妈妈妈妈骂姐姐，就这样一直指挥，一直骂啊！听到整个房间就是这样骂个不停啊。
And then they arguing back and forth, and then the whole room was filling with yelling and screaming.
后来魔鬼打个圆圈，结束了，大家都累了啊。
And then she saw that the angel the demon.Just made an end note, and then everything stopped.
两个都睡觉了。
And then both of them fell asleep.
这也是一个真实的故事啊。
And that's also a true story.
魔鬼会影响人心呢。
We know that Satan can affect the hearts of people.
神也是一个灵。
And God is also a spirit.
他是神圣的，是焚烧的，所以人得到这个圣灵呢，会感到很干净，感到很火热。
He's holy and is zealous. Therefore, those who receive the Holy Spirit will be holy.And be zealous.
这个灵呢，不会强制进到人的心里面来。
And the Holy Spirit will not force its way into you.
几年前，小弟在这里的时候呢，听到我们李姐妹在做见证。
A few years ago, when I was here, I heard a testimony of Sister Li.
她被我们的一个执事娘带到我们的家庭聚会里面去。
And she was first brought to one of the wife of our deacons to a family service.
刚来的时候，她觉得我们的查经很无聊啊。
In the beginning, she thought that the Bible studies were really boring.
但是呢，我们的那个点心很好吃。
But the snacks or the refreshments were quite good.
但是等到我们跪下来祷告的时候，她觉得很恐怖啊。
And then when it's time to pray, she thought it was terrifying.
后来她就决定了，以后不再来这个什么奇怪的教会了。
And then she determined not to come to the church again.
后来她就在圣灵里面祷告说：“主啊，如果这是真的啊，你告诉我，我该怎么做？”
And then she prayed to God, say, "Lord, if this Holy Spirit is real." Tell me what to do.
他觉得神的灵要降到他身上啊。
And they feel like the spirit of God is about to come upon her.
他会要祷告，跟我们祷告一模一样啊。
She was just about to pray the same way we pray.
然后他英文讲说 ，Lord, I'm not ready. 神啊，我还没有准备好，你不要来啊，我怕你啊。
And she prays, Lord, I'm not ready, and I don't want you yet.
结果那个圣灵真的没有来耶。
And the Holy Spirit stopped.
因为圣灵真的是一种很慈爱的，要帮助我们的，不是要强占我们的。
Because Holy Spirit is full of mercy, wants to help you, not to control you.
这人间的四种灵跟圣灵四种灵啊。
So that's the four types of spirits in this spiritual and physical realm.
那这个圣灵在历史上到底有什么工作呢？
So what has the spirit done in the human history?
你打开圣经的第一页，我们就看到圣灵的工作啦。
If we open up the Bible, the very first chapter, first page, you'll see the work of the spirit.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God made heaven and earth.
地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗的。
And the earth was...Full was nothing, and was empty, emptiness.
神的灵运行在水面上。
And the Spirit of God hovering around the water.
那个运行，那个运行，那个字哦，就是好像老母鸡在呼蛋，那个呼那个字啊。所以圣灵好像在呼一个大蛋呢、啊，圣灵在呼在这个水面上、啊。
So the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
啊，这个生命就这样应验出来了。
And then life came forth.
所以我们可以知道，这个圣灵的力量啊，可以大到创造天地啊。
So the power of the Holy Spirit is so great that even universe was created by the Spirit of God.
今天我们都朋友来到神的当中。
Today, many friends came to the presence of God.
我们的心中好像那个天地烟面黑暗，我们的心中可能有很多虚空、寂寞、很烦，好像很黑暗的样子。
Our heart may be formless and empty and filled with darkness, with a lot of trouble.
但是我们来到神的灵运行在我们这个心中啊。
But when the Spirit of God enters our heart,
你就会知道有平安喜乐，有那种新的生命就这样诞生出来了。
You'll feel joy, satisfaction, and new life being born.
所以圣灵可以大到创造天地，这个大到还可以改变我们的心呢。
So Holy Spirit can create heaven and earth, can also recreate our heart.
那我们再继续观，就会知道说，圣灵也会运行在一个先知的身上，一个神的代言人身上，他就很有力量。
And then we can see that if the Spirit of God is working with a prophet, with a worker of God, then great mighty deeds could be performed.
我们小朋友都很喜欢听那个大力士参孙的故事。
Many of the youngsters or young friends like to hear the story of Samson.
圣灵降在这个参孙的身上。
The Spirit of God was on Samson.
他就很有力量，就可以把那个狮子啊，空手啊，把它撕裂成两半，就好像撕裂羊羔一样。
Yeah, he was so powerful when the Spirit of God was on him, he fought with the lions, can even torn the lions in two.
请问我们诸位在座的有几个可以把羊羔撕裂的，有没有？
And can any one of us even come close to doing that?
那个撕裂羊羔好像是很正常的事情，因为圣经上讲说参孙可以撕裂狮子像羊羔一样，所以好像在他们时代撕裂羊羔好像是一件很稀疏平常的事情啊。
And the Bible even describes that Samson torn the lions in two as if he would tear apart a lamb, and of course none of us can even actually tear apart a lamb.
我们想不要问羊羔了，我们在座的有没有办法有人呢把一只鸡撕裂的，有没有？鸡就好了。
So forget about lamb. Can any one of you actually tear apart a chicken?
哎，有的请举手啊。
And if you think you can tear apart a chicken, you know, raise your hand.
不是 Kentucky Fried Chicken 哦。
It's not Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, that's not the chicken we're talking about.
要真正的鸡才算。
It's got to be real chicken.
所以你看，古代的人比我们现在更有力量。
So we can see that people in the old days actually are very powerful.
但是当神的灵一降在三根身上的时候
，But when the Spirit of God is upon the worker of the God,
他真的很有力量，可以把狮子撕裂成两半。
He has so much strength he can even tear apart a lion.
但是那个圣灵会离开他，力量可以把狮子撕裂成两半。
He has so much strength he can even tear apart a lion.
但是那个圣灵会离开他。But the, 来又走，来又走。
But the spirit will come and go.
他走的时候就很软弱了。
And when the spirit is not with Samson, he's very weak.
所以有一天他遇到一只母老虎啊，叫做大力拉。
So one day, he met a woman named Delilah.
啊，那个大力拉，大力一拉呢，他就被拉倒了。
And
他就犯罪了。
And Delilah, brought Samson to sin.
啊，这样看起来，圣灵在历史上的工作是啊是存在的。
So we can see that the work of Holy Spirit, indeed.Occur and reoccur in human history.
但是耶稣基督讲
gives a very interesting statement.
既然圣灵已经在历史上存在了
since Holy Spirit has already existed,
为什么耶稣说如果我不去圣灵不来呢？
Why is that Jesus said?
为什么耶稣说如果我不去圣灵不来呢？
Why is that Jesus said that unless I go?
福音十六章第七节
John chapter 16 verse 7.
新约一百五十二页
John chapter 16 verse 7.
约翰福音十六章第七节
John chapter 16 verse 7
明明圣灵是存在在历史上的
Indeed Holy Spirit has existed in human history
但是耶稣基督为什么这样说呢
But why would Jesus say this
十六章第七节
Chapter 16 verse 7
然而我将真情告诉你们我去是与你们有益的我若不去保惠师就不到你们这里来我若去就差他来什么是保惠师呢
So what is this counselor?
我们来看14章的第16节
John chapter 14 verse 16
14章第16节
John chapter 14 verse 16
我要求父父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师就叫他永远与你们同在就是真理的圣灵保惠师就是真理的圣灵就是圣灵啊
Here says the counselor is the spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit.
明明存在的耶稣还说，hey, 我不去，他就不来。
And so it was there, but how come Jesus said, if I do not go, the counselor will not come?
这样看起来，耶稣所说的这个圣灵呢，我们给他称为用一个名字叫做应许的圣灵。耶稣呢，特别应许一个同样的圣灵，但是要永那个功用不太一样的，永远住在人的身上，这是一个不一样的。
Therefore, what Jesus is saying here is the promised Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit.That's the same as the Spirit of God, but has slightly functionality.
啊，就是不是来又去的那种旧约的圣灵了。
It's not the type of Holy Spirit that come and go as in the Old Testament.
我们来看约翰福音七章的三十七节。
Let's refer to John chapter 7 verse 37.
约翰福音七章三十七节。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
七章三十七节。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”三十八节
38.
信我的人就如经上所说从他腹中要流出活水的江河来耶稣说这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的那时候还没有赐下圣灵来因为耶稣尚未得到荣耀耶稣基督得到荣耀的时候呢那个应许的圣灵就要降到人的身上
When the Lord Jesus is glorified then this promised Holy Spirit will come to everyone
不是来又走哦不是来又走
And the Spirit will not just come and go
是从腹中涌出来一个活水的江河啊
But rather it will be a stream of living water flowing from within
永远跟人同在的
Forever will be with you
为什么呢
Why
原来旧约的人他们的罪没有被除尽
Because the people in the Old Testament time their sin has not been cleansed
圣灵神圣的怎么可能住在污秽的人永远住在人的身上呢
How can the Holy Spirit
Spirit be ever dwelled in a sinful person.
所以信耶稣的人，他的罪除干净了。
So after a person believes in Holy Spirit and sins wash away,
那个圣灵就可以永远住在人身上，并且成为一条活水江河，人可以永远的饮用这个河活水，就永远不再虚空寂寞，永远快乐跟这个平安了。
And therefore, the Holy Spirit will come and forever dwell in this person, become a stream of living water to provide peace and joy.
耶稣是信实的。
And Lord Jesus is faithful.
他这个应许没有说谎。
He did not lie.
果然在他复活升天之后呢, 他要求门徒在阁楼上, 祈求圣灵的浇灌。
And after ascension, he wanted disciples to pray for Holy Spirit upstairs in Jerusalem.
突然之间他们在阁楼呢, 好像大风吹过, 圣灵好像火焰显现下来, 分别, 降在他们个人头上。
All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit came down as tongues of fire.
他们就说起别国的话来了。
And then they began to speak in spiritual tongue.
这样看起来圣灵得到的现象真的是看得见听得见的。
Therefore, we can see that receiving Holy Spirit can be seen and can be heard.
我们来看使徒行传第二章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 2.
当圣灵降下来的时候，有些人觉得很奇怪。
When Holy Spirit came down, some people may be marveled by what they see.
十二章, 二章的十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
当他们圣灵充满的时候呢, 十二节, 众人都
verse 12.
众人都惊讶，猜疑彼此说：“这是什么意思呢？”二人讥笑他说：“他们无非是新酒灌满了。”有人笑说：“哎呀，你们得圣灵，身体摇来摇去的，大风吹过，摇来摇去的，讲这个什么话？你们无非是喝酒了。”
Verse 12, amazing, perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" 13, some, however, made fun of them and say they have had too much wine, for mistaken the movement of the Holy Spirit as someone who was drunk.
彼得说不是啦，现在才早上九点钟，我们没有喝酒。
And then Peter stood up and said, "It's only 9 a.m. No one's drinking."
啊，这是旧约先知所预言的一种很伟大的力量降下来了。
This is the promised Holy Spirit, the powerful Spirit of God came down on us.
我们看二章的33节。
Chapter 2, verse 33.
二章33节。 耶稣既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。这么提到说，圣灵是可以看得见、可以听得见的。Here
it says that Holy Spirit can be seen and hear.
看见什么呢？
What did they see?
大风吹过，身体摇动。
As a mighty wind blowing through, a body moves.
听到什么呢？
What did they hear?
讲方言，不晓得你们在讲什么，除了神。 开你们耳朵，你们才听得懂啊！
Speaking in tongue, no one understands unless God reveals it to you.
作为朋友，今天很多教派也在追求圣灵。
Friends, many denominations today are looking for Holy Spirit.
但是啊，感谢主，我们有这样子一种很这种神的灵真的降在我们的教会，我们有这样的体验呢。
Praise and thank God that the Holy Spirit is here. Therefore, we have this experience.
有的教派说，其实啊，我信耶稣的时候就有圣灵了。
Many denominations or churches say that when I believe in Jesus, I receive the Holy Spirit.
但是我们看使徒行传第八章。 那个啊，我们来看一下《使徒行传》第八章。
But let's refer to Acts chapter 8.
我们很快的看一下啊。
Very quickly.
使徒行传第八章。
Acts 8.
当腓力到撒玛利亚去传道的时候。
When Philip went to Samaria to preach.
他们都相信了，听从了他的话。
And they all believe and follow his word.
第六节， 众人听见了，又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意的听从了他的话。
Verse 6, when the crowd heard Philip and saw the miraculous signs he did, they all paid close attention to what he said.
我们看第十节,
Verse 10.
无论大小都听从他说，这人就是称为神的大能者，他们听从了他，因他，对不起，我们跳过来念十二节。
Please read verse 12.
一致信了腓力所传的神国的福音和耶稣基督的名，连男带女就受了洗啊。
Verse 12, they're saying that after they heard the good news of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. When they're baptized, did they receive the Holy Spirit?
没有哎,
Not really.
14节,
Verse 14.
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。 15节,
Verse 15.
两人到了，就为他们祷告，叫他们受圣灵，因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉耶稣基督的名受了洗啊。 16. 所以, 不是 信的或者受洗的人就有圣灵啊。
So from this passage, we can see that not necessarily when you first believe or even when you first baptize, you receive the Holy Spirit.
有的教会朋友跟我们讲说，其实我有好行为就代表我有圣灵。
Some other church friends say that, oh, I have good deeds, therefore I have Holy Spirit.
但是使徒行传第四章跟我们讲，有一个好人叫做哥尼流。
But Acts chapter 10 saying that there's a good man, a Cornelius.
啊，他是一个常常帮助别人的人。
And Cornelius, he was a person who often performed charity.
也常常祷告，是一个好人，有好行为啊。
And he prayed to God, and he was a nice guy.
但是他是等到彼得到他们家按手在他头上的时候，才得圣灵啊。
But he received the Holy Spirit only when Peter came to his house and laid hands on his head.
我们看十章的四十四节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 14.
四十四节。
Excuse me, verse 44.
十章四十四节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 44.
彼得还说这话的时候，竟圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。那些奉哥里和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵恩赐也交在外邦人，这个就是哥尼流身上，就多稀奇。四十六节，因为听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。四十七节，
47。
于是彼得说：“这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？”这边提到彼得看到哥尼流跟那些人得到圣灵呢，就觉得说他们跟我们一样，因为他们说方言呐。
And when Peter saw what happened to Cornelius, he says, "These people received the Holy Spirit just as we have."That is, he saw Cornelius spoken in tongue.
这个本来彼得不想要给他们施洗的。
Initially, Peter didn't want to baptize these people.
因为外邦人对犹太人来讲呢，他们好像猪狗一样，不干净的。
Because from the perspective of the Israelites, the Gentiles are just like dogs. They're not clean.
但是呢，神启示他，又印证圣灵在他们身上，所以彼得就给他们施洗了。
But Holy Spirit revealed to Peter, and they also received.The Holy Spirit, therefore Peter baptized them.
啊，这样看起来，得圣灵的一个现象呢，啊，只能够用说方言来判断了。
Therefore, we can see that receiving the Holy Spirit, the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues.
啊，感谢主，我们今天在座的80%能够得到圣灵啊，说出方言来。
And praise and thank God, many brothers and sisters, or even 80% of brothers and sisters receive the Holy Spirit, in speaking in tongues.
各位朋友，那得到这个圣灵到底有什么好处呢
？So, what are the benefits of receiving Holy Spirit?
真的要需要得到圣灵吗
？Do we really need to receive Holy Spirit?
我们来看以弗所书一章十七节。
Let's refer to Ephesians.
圣灵是神本身，可以带来太多的好处。圣灵是神本身。
Holy Spirit is a spirit. It's God Himself. Has too many benefits.
但是呢，我们今天下午只举出几点就好了哈。
But we'll just like to point out a few.
以弗所书一章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
新约269页。
Ephesians 1:17.
新约269页。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那四人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给你们，使你们真知道他。真的要说得到圣灵的人呢，真的神会借着圣灵给我们智慧跟启示啊。
Here said those who receive the Holy Spirit through the Spirit will receive wisdom and revelation.
我们来相信耶稣，有时候觉得这个道理很难懂啊。
When we come to believe in Jesus, sometimes we'll say that this is a very difficult doctrine, hard to understand.
这个圣经哦，好像怎么看都看不太懂啊。
Sometimes you read the Bible over and over, but you don't understand what it's talking about.
但是请你不要觉得讶异。
But do not be amazed at this.
因为早在几千年前，先知就这样预言呐。
Because thousands of years ago, the prophets already said.
你把这本书给不识字的人念。
And if you give this Bible to someone who's illiterate.
他说对不起，我不识字。
He'll say, "I'm sorry, I cannot read."
给识字的人念。
If you give it to someone who can read.
对不起，我看不懂在讲什么。
And he says, "I'm sorry, I don't understand what he's talking about."
但是真的神的灵降在人身上的时候，对里面的真理就能够被启示，就可以了解、啊。
But if the Holy Spirit came upon you, then you can understand the truth recorded in the Bible.
神是高高在上，非常伟大的。
God is utmost high, the most glorious.
人没有办法了解神呐、
啊。There's no way for my new human being to understand God.
就好像蚂蚁没有办法了解人一样。
Much like an ant cannot understand a human being.
请问我们怎么样使一个蚂蚁了解人呢？
So how can you make an ant understand your thoughts?
我想除了我们本身呢，变成一个蚂蚁，讲他们言语，介绍人的世界。
So unless you can talk the language of the ants.
所以神就要道成肉身来到这个人间呢。
Therefore God came to the world in flesh.
把天上的真理，把恩典带给我们。
To bring to us the heavenly grace and truth and salvation.
借着圣灵，我们才有真正的能够了解他。
And through Holy Spirit, we may come to know God.
那现在我们得到圣灵呢，常常得到启示呢。
So now we receive Holy Spirit, often we receive revelation.
很多隐藏的事情，借着圣灵，我们可以知道现在到底怎么回事啊。
Many hidden things, but through the Holy Spirit, we can understand what's going on.
啊，这次我们在这个 太平洋教会呢举办这个青年神信班呢。
In Pacifica Church, recently we just had the NYTS, the National Youth Theological Seminar.
大概有120个学员参加。
About 120 college and above students.
学员的组成相当的复杂。
Actually, all kinds of people were there, attendees.
第一个礼拜啊，第一个老工人呢。祷告的时候呢，突然之间想要掉眼泪。
And in the first week of the NYTS, one of the senior workers of the church, he or she began to cry.
想要掉眼泪了。
And wanted to cry.
他就觉得说，哎，这些孩子不是很干净。
是男的还是女的？ He felt that these children are not very holy.
啊，第二个礼拜呢，一个老工人呢，做了一个梦。
And then there's another worker who also had a dream.
梦到这个两只细细长长的蛇呢，盯着这个 coordinator 啊，一直的看。
And he dreamed that there were two snakes, always looking at the NYTS coordinator.
那这个 coordinator 呢就不理他，就走他的路这样子。
And this NYTS coordinator would not pay attention to the snake and just walk on his own way.
那这次参加的学员都有一个感觉，就是第一个礼拜哦，很多 distraction， 但不能没有平静的心。
And many of the attendees felt that, especially in the first week, the many distractions they cannot concentrate.
有时候我们的这孩子啊，暗中做很多不好的事情，以为没有人知道。
And sometimes the youngsters they committed some sins and they thought that no one knew.
其实哈，圣灵有时候真的是为了造就教会啊，会感动人来帮忙勉励，来指导他们，使他们走正确的路线。
But Holy Spirit, in the effort to purify the church and improve God's work, will move people to reveal these.
因为圣灵真的会启示。
Because indeed, the Holy Spirit is a spirit of revelation.
那甚至有时候神真的很爱我们，尤其刚我们刚信主的时候，对道理不是很了解，很爱我们，常常用圣灵的启示来帮助我们做人生的抉择。
Especially when we just recently baptized and believe, Holy Spirit will reveal us many truths in the Bible to guide us to walk on the right path.
我到达拉斯去，有一个初受洗的朋友姐妹啊，听我谈到说，哦，她实在是很感谢神。
I went to Dallas. There was a sister who recently baptized, and she told me that she gave thanks to God deeply.
说啊，那找工作哈，啊，她英文不是很会啊。
And she been looking for jobs, and her English wasn't very good.
那有一个朋友就给她介绍个律师楼啊，她觉得这个律师楼实在是不应该她去的，因为要讲很多的英文。
And so one of her friends introduced her a position. At a law office, and then she thought that, well, you know, my English is not good. I cannot work in a law office.
结果呢？她就怎么办呢？只好祷告，求神帮助了，求神指导了。
And she didn't know what to do, so she just said, well, let me just pray to God and ask God to help me.
一直祷告，一直祷告。
So she kept on praying.
奇怪了，怎么在眼前一直我们在台湾考试哈？如果圈的话呢，就是对；叉的话就是错，跟美国不太一样。美国好像有时候叉也是圈，圈也是叉，我搞不太清楚了。
And for some reason, she saw a way of indicating yes or no by using circles and X's.
他觉得说祷告当中一大堆这个都是一大堆圈圈出现呐、啊。他觉得说，哎，神好像虽然他很不想去 interview 啊，不想去面谈呢、啊，但觉得真的好，神要他去面谈呢、啊。
So during her prayer, she saw many circles which represents yes, and so even though she didn't want to go interview for the position, she went anyway.
后来他真的去啊面试啊。
So she went to the interview.
感谢主，后来他说这个律师呢很依赖他，因为他记忆力特别好。
And he said that for some reason the lawyer liked her very much because she has.Exceptional good memory.
因为神真的对我们很好哎。
And so God is really.
一直祷告，神会带领我们的生命。
And if we pray to God, God will lead our life.
这是神的一个啊，给我们得到圣灵的一个，给我们一个智慧跟启示啊。
Therefore, receiving Holy Spirit, we will have the wisdom and revelation.
我们再看罗马书的八章二节。
Let's also refer to the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 2.
罗马书八章二节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 2.
罗马书八章二节
Romans chapter 8 verse 2
因为是生命圣灵的律八章二节在基督耶稣里释放了我们使我们脱离罪和死的律了请念
Verse 2 Because through Christ Jesus the law of the spirit of life sets me free from the law of sin and death Here
it
says that receiving the Holy Spirit can set us free from the law of sin and death.
这个罪呢，是带来人这个死的一个原因。
Sin bring forth death.
所以以弗所书二章保罗讲说呢，啊，过去我们不认识神的时候呢，我们都是死在罪中啊。
Therefore, in the book of Ephesians, it said that before we came to know God, we were all dead in sin.
啊，死在罪中有两个表现。
And there are two characteristics.
就是第一，我们都顺从这个天空这个属灵界的首领，就是人都顺从了这个魔鬼的啊作怪。
When we're dead in sin, we will follow the prince of darkness.
最近有个弟兄在跟我分享启示录九章十一节。
And there is a brother who recently shared with me Revelation chapter 9 verse 11.
他说这个九一一哈，启示录刚好也是九十一啊。刚刚在记载呢，有一个我们来看一下好了哈。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 9 verse 11.
有无底坑的使者九一一哈，启示录九章十一节。
Revelation chapter 9 verse 11。
有无底坑的使者做他们的王，按着希伯来话名叫哈巴顿，希利尼话名叫亚波伦。这个句话的意思，这其实这两个字的意思都是 destroyer， 是一个毁灭者的意思啊。
Verse 11 said, "There is king over them, the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrews Abaddon and in Greek Apollyon."That means destroyers.
如果我们从第三节开始看哦，就发觉到末世呢，有一种蝗虫，这个一看哦，就应该是飞机这种之类的东西啊，飞机、飞弹之类的东西啊。如果我们仔细看它的描写啊，那个从烟中呢飞到地面上来，有能力赐给他，他的能力好像地上蝎子的能力，就是有能力呢毁灭啊一些。神没有神印记的人呢、啊、
And from if we reading Revelation, especially verse 3, here it talks about out of smoke, and out of the smoke locusts came down and was given power like scorpions of the earth. This could be interpreted as some sort of fighter jets that can harm people.
结果他说这个无底坑的王呢，无底坑的使者呢，是做他们的王啊。
And their king is the angel of the abyss.
魔鬼是他们的靠山啊。
And a demon or evil spirit is their reliance.
当然他说这个有点凑巧，好像就是刚好九一一的事件。
And he said that it just so happened is in Revelation chapter 9:11, so it's 9:11.
小弟不想用这个角度来看这些圣经啊。
I prefer not to look at this verse with any of the dates.
但是有一件事是真的哈。
But one thing is for sure.
你看现在的人哦。魔鬼把那个恨啊放在人的心中啊。
Human being, excuse me, Satan has placed hatred into the heart of humans.
所以你看，人就绑着炸弹到处去炸别人呢。
That's why human being would carry bombs and walk around and to hurt other human beings.
所以说，你说人是不是死在罪中呢？
So can we not say that we were all dead in sin?
人死在罪中呢？啊，另外一个看法就是保罗所说的，从前我们也跟他们一样呢，都是放纵肉体的私欲啊。
Another definition of dead in sin is previously we were just like anyone else. We indulge ourselves in physical desires.
我们一犯罪呢，啊，那种罪性啊，我们活着好像一个死人一样啊。
And we let our sinful desire control us. We were just like walking dead.
这个七月三号，七月四号的 July 4th 的前一天呢、啊，San Francisco 啊，有一个这个同性恋的啊这个游行。
The day before the Independence Day, the 4th of July, there was a huge gay parade in San Francisco.
你在电视看哦，男男女女，有的东西都是男男女女，没有穿上面的衣服啊，啊，骑着摩托车就经过大街上这样游行。
And you see a man and woman, Naked, half naked, you know, riding motorcycles or whatever vehicles and just parade through the streets.
那你看这个世界，人同性跟同性做坏事情，啊，人跟这个动物做坏事情，啊，人跟家人做坏事情，还听到犯妻的俱乐部，你说这样的一种罪恶，是不是真的死在罪中呢？
And we can see all kinds of lust and evil in this society of men and women or all kinds of other sexual immoralities. Indeed, we know that we human beings are dead in sin.
我们不一定像他们这么样的啊这样的情形啊。
Not necessarily we are that evil.
但是我们心中有常常有一个恶念呢，常常让我们行出来的。想要做的做不到，不想要做的却控制我们去做了。
But in our hearts, there is still this law of evil that force us to do things that we do not want to do, but the good that we should do, this we cannot do.
当我们得到圣灵的时候呢，这些罪的律就要被一一的除掉。
But when we receive the Holy Spirit, this law of evil will be removed.
被圣灵充满，这个罪就可以拿掉。
If we receive the Holy Spirit and be filled by the Holy Spirit, we can defeat sin.
啊，我们有一位小姐妹，18岁，高中毕业。
We have a young sister, 18 years old, graduated from high school. 啊，
信仰的根呢，没有扎根呢。
And the root of her spirituality was on shaky ground.
很反叛父母亲啊，到外面随便乱交朋友。
And she was quite rebellious, and she liked to make friends of all kinds.
有一次，爸爸想要打她，但是怕打她哦，被警察抓了。爸爸又很生气，那怎么办呢？打墙壁。爸爸打墙壁。
So her father was so mad, wanted to beat her, but she was afraid that the police might put the father in prison instead. So the father beat up the wall.
我们看到他的手哦，真的肿了一倍大。他太生气了。
He was so mad, hit the wall, and his knuckle was all swollen.
那这个小姐妹哦，真的是很不乖。后来真的魔鬼做工哎，后来也到精神病院里面去了。
And this young sister was very rebellious, and Satan began to work, and she actually was hospitalized in a mental institution.
那有一次我们在聚会的礼拜三晚上，哎，感谢主，大家一直在帮他祷告，突然之间他竟然可以回来啊！
And on a Wednesday, a family service, everyone prayed for her out of love. Miraculously, she was able to discharge from the mental institution.
那一些同工就说：“哎呀，我们应该利用这个机会呢，帮他祷告。”
And many of the church workers say, "Let's pray for her."
他在祷告的时候呢，一个姐妹，一个女执事啊，突然间看异象。
And while everyone prayed, a deaconess saw a vision.
看到头上有一只蛇啊，一直在攻击这每一个帮他带祷的人呢、啊。
And she saw that there is a snake constantly trying to attack all the church workers who were praying for this young sister.
而且非常 arrogant， 一直的很凶的样子、啊。
And this these snakes are very aggressive and arrogant.
所以一个传道人就跟那个同工讲说，我们都没有准备好哦。我们等准备好了再来做这个事情啊。
And so the minister say, it seems that everyone is not ready to do this yet. So let us prepare our hearts, then we can battle.
一个女执事很有信心，说不行，她难得来，我们再祷告一次。
And then the deaconess say, this is a very rare opportunity that the sister is here with us. Let us pray again.
大家拿出信心来，再一次祷告。
So everyone, let's pray with faith.
就看到这只蛇呢，就 camouflage， 就藏在她那个头里面去了。
And then this snake went camouflage into the head of the sister.
这我就发现到说，真的，一个人心中有恶啊、邪啊、肮脏的东西啊，魔鬼就会工作。
So indeed, when a person leave room for Satan to work, evil will come in.
第二次祷告啊啊啊，那当然蛇就没有在啊工作。但是礼拜五呢，他有机会再来，大家工人都准备好了啊，那只蛇就这样离开了。你也看到他整个脸色都不一样啊。
And then Friday came again. The sister.Also came, but every time, but this time everyone was prepared, and we prayed earnestly, and the snake disappeared, and her facial expression actually changed.
所以你看，真的，我们圣灵的力啊，圣灵的能力啊，真的可以把那个罪的力啊，把它给除掉。
So the power of the Holy Spirit is so great, it can completely delete your desire of sin.
真的，一个弟兄这样做见证。
A brother also testified.
有一次啊
，once
他就是做错事情了。
He did something wrong.
这个事情呢，说出来也是就是很害臊的事情了、
啊。Quite embarrassing, quite shameful.
一天晚上啊，突然圣灵叫他起来祷告啊。
So one night, Holy Spirit moved him to get up and pray.
圣灵一直激动他说，如果你不把这些错误的事情、那些错误的关系哦，把它丢到大海里面去哦。你不行啊！你一直在激动他，一定要把这些东西丢到大海里面去。
And Holy Spirit keep on provoking him to throw away all these evil habits and evil deeds and cut off all the bad relationships.
他隔天早上起来，发现到说，他见证说啊，在开车的时候啊，发现到那个他都没办法开车，他整个心哦，他觉得如果这个电话不打，跟这个结束这个错误的关系啊。
And he felt that next morning when he was driving to work, he felt that if he does not make the phone call to end this incorrect relationship, then he will not be able to work to function properly.
但是觉得真的是圣灵的力量实在是太大。
Indeed, the power of Holy Spirit is great.
其实那个时候他很软弱。
Actually, at the time he was quite weak.
他是要有一个人帮他祷告。
He knew that someone was praying for him.
这 人起到人的祷告，使另外那个本身更软弱的人产生力量，在晚上叫他起来，一定要解决他生命当中的一个啊黑暗角落的问题啊。
We can see that the power of prayer is so powerful, that even if you pray for others, Holy Spirit will move that individual, such as this brother who was weak in time, to get up and pray and to end the inappropriate relationship.
真的有时候人的欲望像一团火啊。
Sometimes a human desire is like a fire.
你一直的供应他，好像柴供火一样，是越来越大的，是永远没有办法满足的。
Sometimes we keep on feeding logs into this fire, and the fire grows even stronger.
但圣灵的水一下来，就把那些不好的欲望一一消灭掉了。
But the living water of Holy Spirit will pour down and quench this burning desire of fire of desire.
圣灵的律可以制服了罪的律。
And the law of the Spirit can overcome the law of sin.
还可以制服死的律。
And also the law of death.
死在有圣灵的人的身上，在属于耶稣的人有圣灵的身上是没有权柄的。
Death has no power over someone who received the Holy Spirit and live in Christ.
圣经上说：“死啊，你的权势在哪里呢？”
The Bible says that, "Oh death, where is your power?"
你的毒钩在哪里呢？
Where is your dominion?
啊，是。死的毒钩就是罪啊！
For the wage of sin is death.
但是感谢神，靠着耶稣基督，我们就可以除掉这个死的毒钩，除掉罪了。
Praise and thank God, through the Holy Spirit, we can defeat sin and remove sin and defeat death.
所以弟兄姐妹们、朋友们，如果你得到圣灵
，So, friends, if you receive the Holy Spirit,
圣经上讲说你得到一个天国的印记
，and you have received the seal of heavenly kingdom.
当耶稣二次再临到人间的时候
，When Jesus comes again，
这个圣灵的力量要改变我们的身体，成为一个属灵的身体。
The power of Holy Spirit will transform our physical body into a spiritual body。
我们就可以享受耶稣我们所预备的产业了。
Then we're ready to enjoy the inheritance that Jesus prepared for us。
所以弟兄姐妹们，得圣灵真的很重要。
So brothers and sisters and friends, receiving the Holy Spirit is truly important。
啊，有一个弟兄还是姐妹哈，他看了一个异象。
There was a member who saw a vision.
哎，看到天国真的很多的房子。
And he saw that many houses in heavenly kingdom.
哎，有圣灵的人呢，都有他们的门牌号码，名字都在上面。
And those with Holy Spirit, where you can see the address with their name on it.
啊，没有圣灵的人呢
？Those who have no Holy Spirit.
也有一些房子门牌号码还没有贴上去的哦。
And there are also some
名字还没有贴上去的。
Some houses, but no address with name on it yet.
所以您的房子是存在的。
So your house is there.
但是你的名字还没有贴上去。
But you need to put your name on it.
圣灵啊，耶稣应许一定会给我们的。
Holy Spirit is a promise by Jesus, so we will receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以当我们得到的时候呢，名字就上去了。
So once we receive the Holy Spirit, your name will be recorded in heaven.
我们可以脱离死的力。
Then we can be apart from the bondage of death.
最后看《约翰福音》十六章二十二节。
John chapter 16 verse 22.
十六章二十二节。
John chapter 16 verse 22.
152页。
John chapter 16 verse 22.
你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了。这喜乐也没有人能夺去。耶稣说，当他再见门徒的时候呢，门徒不但不再忧愁。而且心中充满了喜乐。
He said, so with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy.
一直的祷告，一直的祷告，喜乐真的会充满人的心呢。
Indeed, if we pray earnestly, we will receive joy.
这不用等到天国才感受得到，现在就感受得到。
You don't have to wait until the day you died to feel it. You can feel it now.
真的四个礼拜前，我看那个慕道者哦，充满着喜乐跟我这样讲。
About 4 weeks ago, a true seeker with great joy, she came to me.
他得到圣灵的时候呢，看到鸽子啊，一直在前面一直扇那个翅膀。
When he received the Holy Spirit, he actually saw doves flying around him.
明年越快，他鸽子那个翅膀上的越快。
And the more fluent was his tongue, and then he saw more doves and flying.
唱副歌，亲爱救主，请听我祷告的时候，慢慢的唱，那个翅膀就慢慢的啊要飞走了。
And when the prayer was about to end, the dove also flying very slowly and eventually disappeared.
我看着他的眼睛跟我讲话。
And I look at him.Into his eyes.
他一直重复一句话
and he kept on saying one word.
好美啊，好美啊
It was so beautiful.
So we can see the joy in his heart. So when a person is filled by the Holy Spirit, this is the kind of experience
you have.
I met a college student who testified to me. Many youth here also heard the same testimony. He said once, while he was in school, someone called him too early in the morning. So after the phone call, he couldn't fall asleep.
那怎么办呢?
So what did he do?
他就祷告。
So he began to pray.
Hey, 他说他这一辈子哦, 从来没有体验到那一次祷告那么快乐那么充实过。
He said he never had such a wonderful experience in prayer, filled with satisfaction.
所以从那次之后, 他就开始读圣经啊。
So ever since then, he began to read the Bible.
越读圣经, 心中越难过。
The more he reads, the more sorrow he feels.
为什么呢?
Why?
为什么他的行为跟圣经差这么远呢?
Because he looked at his own deeds and he read the Bible, he said, such a big difference.
圣经叫我们人要分别为圣, 可是我的同学都说我们要 mingle, 我们要大家, 要 mingle, 这样的一种观念。
And the Bible teaches to be holy, to be discerned, but yet in the society we have to mingle with everybody.
当然圣经的意思说, 我们在 mingle 的同时呢, 我们要分别为圣了。
Of course, the Bible teaches that even among the crowd we have to be holy.
但又想到说, 其实这个世界都叫我们要有 fun, 有什么地方好玩啊, 舞会啦, 喝酒好玩, 有 fun 我们就要去。
But all his friends teach him the value of life is to have fun, to go to parties, to experience before.
可圣经上说不是要有 fun, 是要有 joy. 只有喜乐,弄喜乐从圣灵来的,那都不一样,奇怪,什么都不一样。
But Bible tells us to have joy, not to have fun, so we can see the great difference.
他很难过。
And he was very sad.
有一次祷告的时候,圣灵跟他讲话。
So when he prayed, the Spirit said to him,
一直重复,一样福音那句话。
Repeated a verse in Gospel of John.
那句话是神爱世人。
That is, God so loved the world,
甚至将他独生子赐给世人,
that he gave his one and only son,
叫他们不被定罪, 反得永生,
so that whoever believed in him would not be condemned,
但是这句话一直跟他讲, 是改过的,
but this verse was slightly different.
他说神爱 David,
he says, God loved David,
甚至将他的独生子赐给 David,
and even give his one only son to David,
叫David不至灭亡,
so that David would not perish but receive eternal life.
在他心情最难过的时候, 这句话一直的重复的跟他讲, 神爱 David, 为David死, 叫他不至灭亡, 叫David不至灭亡, 反得永生,
So while he was in great distress, he repeatedly heard this verse saying that God so loved David, does not want David to perish but give David eternal life.
他心中充满了喜乐。
And he was filled with joy.
神亲自安慰他了。
For the Lord comfort him.
诸位朋友, 圣灵有太多的好处, 我们一下子说不完。
The Holy Spirit has too many benefits. We cannot explain them all.
因为圣灵是神本身, 神是万福的源头啊。
Because Holy Spirit is God himself, and God is the source of all joy.
所以得到圣灵的时候呢, 真的我们一直祷告, 得到圣灵属天的各样美好的福气。
So if we receive the Holy Spirit, then we are ready to receive all kinds of heavenly blessings.
您愿意接受这个应许的圣灵吗?
Are you willing to receive the promised Holy Spirit?
我相信每个人都愿意啊。
I'm sure everyone wants.
只要我们把心拿出来,
but you just open your hearts.
我们主耶稣应许要给我们的,
Lord Jesus promised to give us Holy Spirit.
但是, 得到圣灵之前, 先有两个条件, 先决条件。
But before you can receive the Holy Spirit, there are two prerequisites.
第一,
first,
得到圣灵要到真教, 真耶稣教会里面来。
You must receive the Holy Spirit in the spirit of truth.
要到真耶稣教会里面来。
The true Jesus Church.
这是真的。
And that's true.
我们觉得在很多的教会也有一种灵啊。
In other churches, they're also the work of Spirit.
真的, 感谢主, 我们还没有看到, 像我们这耶稣要得到这么样纯的, 跟圣经一模一样的灵。
And we have not found another church or denominations that receive the same genuine Spirit as the True Jesus Church.
啊, 有一次啊, 有一个, 啊, 我们的教会, 哦, 突然圣灵在那边大动过, 大做工啊。
And once there was a church that the Spirit is working there.
啊, 很多弟兄姐妹得到圣灵,
many brothers and sisters received the Holy Spirit.
那他们对面有一个其他的教会,
there was another church just across the street from our church.
他们也想要求圣灵, 可是得不到。
And they also wanted to receive Holy Spirit, but they couldn't get any.
结果那个牧师跟他们讲说, 哦, 你们要求圣灵哦, 到对面去。
So the minister of the other church actually told the members that, oh, you guys want to receive Holy Spirit? Go across the street to True Jesus Church.
真的呢, 我们在教会很容易得到圣灵, 其他地方得不到的。
It's true that people come to True Jesus Church to receive the Holy Spirit very easily, but in other church they cannot.
我们一个传道到非洲去。
We have a minister working in Africa.
他说, 他的朋友说, 他们也有圣灵。
And when it was there, some people say they also have Holy Spirit.
啊，我们说啊，没关系了。我们传道说没关系，我们祷告看看。
And the minister said, "That's okay. Let's just all pray together."
结果一祷告的时候，那个朋友呢，以屁股做圆心呢，真的一直转，一直转。
And this other friend of the ministers, when he began to pray, he would sit on his butt and then begin turning around and around.
他的这个脸色一直花白变青这样子。
And his face actually would turn green.
很痛苦的样子。
And it looks like in such great pain.
祷告之后，他自己都转头都不用跟他讲，你真的是圣灵吗？你这个不是圣灵。
And then afterwards, the minister asked, "You think this is Holy Spirit? This is not Holy Spirit."
真的要到真耶稣教会里面。
You have to come to the true Jesus.
第二，你要受洗啊。
And then you must be baptized.
这是很先决的条件。
This is also a prerequisite.
我们来看《使徒行传》二章的三十八节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
二章三十八节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
时间到了哈，再给我一分钟。
Just one more minute.
彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”
Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
我们在当中的有的人没有得到，没有受洗就得到圣灵，这是神额外的恩典。
Sometimes people receive the Holy Spirit before baptism, and that's the exceptional blessing from God.
就好像哥尼流一样，先得到了，告诉神，告诉你说，神爱你，希望你做他的门徒啊。
Much like the family of Cornelius, they first received the Holy Spirit to as the acceptance of God, then to be baptized.
正常的管道是我们受洗罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
But a normal channel is first baptized, then receive the promised Holy Spirit.
换句话说，一受洗之后，这个应许就已经给您了。
That is, when you baptize, the promise is there for you.
什么时候不知道
？When you're gonna receive it? Don't know.
有一件是绝对正确的。
But one thing is for sure.
就是你认真祷告，一直求，即使你在就是你到死之前呢，主耶稣一定会给你的啦。
That is, you pray to God earnestly, and before Jesus take you away, He will surely give you the promise.
因为我们的神绝对不会说谎。
Because our God never lies.
他应许要给你的。
He promised to give you the
Holy Spirit. 我们的责任就是祷告就对了。
Your job is just to pray to God.
啊，这是两个先决条件。
And these are the two prerequisites.
啊，愿我们的朋友啊能够啊了解宝贵的圣灵的道理。
May all the friends understand this important teaching of Holy Spirit.
接受耶稣基督。
And accept Lord Jesus
来领受这个属灵属天的各样美好的福气啊！
To accept this spiritual blessing prepared by God.